First of all, good to see everybody, and hopefully the sun will stay out. Obviously, the weather didn't cooperate the first 2 days. We're all set to have great crowds here. I think we had over 5,000 people signed up to come both Friday and Saturday, and I think everybody understands and can appreciate. I think you addressed this yesterday afternoon that player and fan safety goes first, but hopefully the sun will stay out and it'll be great for our fans. And I think it's good for our players too and the coaches. They like to see a crowd, and of course it'll be great today as today's the first day in pads, so we're excited about that. Let me make just a couple remarks and then obviously answer any questions you all have. Dee and I are really excited about where we are as a franchise, and I think we've been very open, and we actually told the players this on Tuesday afternoon. We talked to the team for a little bit that, and I've said this to you all on numerous occasions, that this has been a steep learning curve, and like any organization, and yours I would suggest is no different, the key is getting the right people in the right place, and I think we have done that. We feel really good about the personnel side with Sashi, Paul, AB, Ken, Kevin, and feel really good about the coaching staff. With obviously it starts with Hugh, but the staff he's put together, and I can tell you, and I think you all sense that you're at practice and around enough to see, there is a noticeable difference in our building, both in terms of energy level, and I think equally as important in terms of collaboration and how well everyone is working together. So we're excited about it. At the same time, we're realistic. We're realistic that last year we were 3-13. This is a franchise that has not drafted well over the years, and that, of course, is how you build a good football team. We are cautiously optimistic about the draft we had last year. We have a lot of picks coming up next year. Hope to position ourselves. We have a lot of picks in 18. So I think the takeaway should be we're very excited. We're cautiously optimistic, but at the same time realistic about where we stand. So I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Jimmy, can you we talked to a couple of players that mentioned the address that you and Dee did give to the team. I got the impression maybe from Josh Gordon or someone that that maybe you also mentioned in there that, you know, you don't want distractions this year. You know, you want this to be all about football. Can you talk about your message?
Well, let me say this because I think it's really sensitive. It was at Hugh's direction that we talked to the team. And I want everybody to understand that there's no way we would ever go talk to the team without his full endorsement. And matter of fact, we pushed back, are you sure you want us to do that? So we had a good conversation. There were two basic messages. One was preparation, and two, this is our expectations of you as a Cleveland Brown, both on and off the field. We listed three or four things that were important in preparation, and one of them is eliminate all the distractions from your life, and that can run the gamut. We all know and understand that, but eliminate the distractions from your life.
Jimmy, you mentioned that you go into this with an open mind and you're a little more realistic about where the franchise is. What is it about what you're seeing within the building? Because we've all heard the stories about December in Berea and the difficulties that come up when things aren't going well. What is it about this group that you're seeing from them that you're confident that you're going to be able to stay committed and allow these guys to put this team back together?
Yeah, Darrell, I'd just reiterate what we said earlier. There is, first of all, Q brings a tremendous energy level to the building. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And you want, I believe, you want your head coach to be the pace setter for your organization. He certainly does that, and you all have been here at practice enough to know and understand that. Second of all, the collaboration, the working together between player personnel and coaching is outstanding. Outstanding. So I think those are a couple of reasons that give us real cause for optimism.
Jimmy, in the past, you have consistently said every year at this point in the season that you want to see this team improve at the end. That's a barometer of a good season for you, how they're playing at the end. Is that still true this year under Hugh and the way the team has been made so much younger?
Yeah, I think so, Tony. I don't know where we rank in terms of youngness, if you will, in the NFL, but it has to be toward the lower end. That's one of the issues we had with our last couple of teams. We weren't real good, and we weren't all that young. And this is no question a very young team. You know, none of us know exactly where the roster will settle out, the 53 and the 46 and even the 63. But I think with young players and, you know, the schedule's the schedule. We start out with 5-7 on the road. It was a pretty tough game. So, yeah, but I think we will look to, you know, Hugh talks every day about getting better every day, just try to get a little bit better every day. And it's our hope that, although we hope to get off to a good start, that the team will be better at the end of the year than it is at the first year.
Jimmy, can you talk about when you mentioned to the team no distractions? You've got Josh Gordon, you know, coming back. He could potentially be a distraction. You had Isaiah Crowell. You've got Armonte Bryant. Can you kind of just address how all those things sort of jive with your message?
Yeah, that's a good question, a fair question. Well, let's just take them one at a time. You know, we have a history with Josh. Now, we haven't seen him in a year and a half, almost 2 years. He hasn't played in a long time, and I know there was a lot of consternation over his leg injury. I personally think, and this is me talking, it's a blessing. I think Josh needs to come in here, get reoriented, you know, learn his teammates, learn the new coaching staff, learn the plays, and get his life settled. We certainly appreciate the NFL allowing him to be in the building during that time period, which I think is crucial. These players need structure, particularly ones that have struggled a little bit with life issues. And so I think having Josh in the building will be a really good thing for him. Everybody in the organization is going to do everything they can to help Josh be successful. But Josh, at the same time, ultimately has to make good decisions. And if he does, then he'll be with us a long time. And if he doesn't, he understands the repercussions. The Crow deal was terribly unfortunate. It was inexcusable. There's nothing you can say. There's nothing positive about what happened. I do say this, and we know Crow well. That's not who he is. He made a big mistake. He's paid a large penalty for it. I will say this. I think the true test of character for all of us is when we get knocked down or maybe knock ourselves down. In this case, how you get up and handle it is how you judge people. And I think Crow has, I'm not sure he could have done anything better since he did that terrible incident, whatever it was, 2 or 3 weeks ago. And we're proud of how Isaiah has responded. Armonte understands very well our expectations. Unfortunately, the way the league rules work, he cannot be in the building during those 4 weeks. He has come in here so far and worked very hard and been a model citizen. But we have high expectations for our players. We talked about what a privilege it is to play in the NFL Shield, how they needed to set example for young kids all around the country, people all around the country, particularly here in northeastern Ohio, where everybody loves the Browns. And we have high expectations, and we're not going to put up with those kind of distractions.
Not all straight losing seasons. You know, obviously all the fans are frustrated about that. But are they going to have to eat quite possibly one more losing season because it's going to take this year to build a foundation?
Well, first of all, I think we have unbelievable fans. We really do. I mean, they're tremendously loyal. That support of the Browns, not just in northeastern Ohio, but all around the country, is phenomenal. So we have unbelievable fans. I can't guarantee that we're going to have a winning season after going from 3-13. I do think we'll be a better football team. I know we'll be a better football team. And I think, as I said at the first, we're directionally correct. And I think we have pretty good fans who will understand that this is a team. We've only practiced 2 days. But I do think this, I think we'll play hard, and I think fans appreciate that. And off what we saw in the spring, what we've seen these first 2 days, obviously we have a long way to go. I think these guys will work hard and play hard, and I think our fans will appreciate that.
Jimmy, how well suited do you think Hugh is to guide the players you just mentioned and guys who just have off-field issues? How well suited is he to do that and to lead the team past those types of things?
Yeah, I think, listen, there's a lot of reasons we hired Hugh, but he's been around, and I mean that in a positive way. He was a head coach for a year in a difficult situation. He's worked in several different organizations under several really good head coaches, so he has experience. One thing I've noticed about Hugh, although he's high energy, he's pretty consistent every day. You know, he doesn't say we were great today and terrible. He's pretty consistent, so I think those two things will serve him well. And I think Hugh has been with some franchises where he's had some players. You're not going to have 53 model citizens every year. We understand that, and I think he knows how to deal with those people as men and make them not only better players but better men.
Jimmy, what convinced you to bring Josh Gordon back to the Browns?
Well, first of all, it wasn't my decision, Pat, okay? I mean, I think you have to understand that's a decision that falls in Sashi and AV and Paul and Hughes. Now, but because of Josh's history, are they going to involve D&I? Yes. And, you know, I think Hugh said it well. Josh deserves a restart. And he knows, I'm going to reiterate again, he understands very, very clearly what the expectations are here, what he can and can't do, and time will tell whether he can live up to them. We're going to do everything we can to support him, and hopefully things will work out well.
Jimmy, you were the first one to tell us at that golf outing, Jim Brown's going to be more active. What role did he have in working with the league in Josh's case?
You know, I think Jim is, he's not only the greatest player ever probably, but Jim is well respected around the country. And he is a, I don't know how often you all get to talk to him. He's unique for being a famous football player, civil rights activist, movie star. He's very low key, and you almost have to ask him what he thinks, but he's very thoughtful and he's well respected by the league. And I mean, I think he's had some input. What specifically it was, I don't know, but I know he's well thought of by the leadership in the NFL, and he's certainly an asset to this franchise.
What excites you about the presence of Robert Griffin on the roster?
Well, I mean, that's probably a better question for Hugh, I'll be honest. I mean, he's obviously a tremendous athlete. He's been a model person since he's been here, worked hard, and, you know, he's early in his career, showed potential to be a big-time quarterback. So I think the other thing somebody asked about Hugh is that there were a lot of reasons we hired Hugh, but his expertise is on the offensive side of the football and specifically in developing quarterbacks. And you all see where he's in practice most of the time. And where is he? He's standing right behind the quarterbacks, heavily coaching him hands-on. So I think Hugh can have a very positive impact. I think all of us need to be patient with Robert. He hasn't played in 2 years. And he's still only 26 years old. It seems like Robert has been around because he broke in at 22 and had that big year. He's been around forever, but he's, I guess, only played, a half year or three quarters a year since then. So, but we'll see. You know, we'll see a little bit more today, right?
Jimmy, you've made a lot of changes in the building in the last 6 to 8 months, so one of them being obviously the departure of Alex Shiner. What do you plan on filling that role? Who assumes those responsibilities? What are your plans in regards to maybe the business side of things going forward?
Yeah, good question, Daryl. I think you've seen Dee and I are now have positioned our businesses in Tennessee where we're here a great deal more, and so the business side will report to the two of us. We've kind of divided things up, and it's been educational and good for us. We've needed to learn more about that side of the business, and I think have, and we have no plans to do anything different anytime soon.
Jimmy, you've made a big investment, obviously, in player development. How much was that lacking, and what kind of drove you to, kind of finally make those changes?
Well, I don't have anything to compare it to. I just know the NFL is extremely competitive, and anything we can do to, as I said, help our players be better players and better people, we're going to try to do, and I think that's one of the areas that Paul will obviously focus on.
Jimmy, how much did the sort of circus atmosphere and then just the perpetual craziness of Johnny Manziel over the last couple of years lead you to this place where, you know, you kind of wanted to stand up in front of the team and say, no distractions in your lives?
Almost none, I'll be honest. I mean, there's no denying that that was there, Mary Kay, but almost none. Like I said, this was Hugh's idea, and he wanted us to talk to the team, and that's what drove us to do it. And to be honest, Dee had listened to a talk that she says you ought to listen to it on being prepared, and like most ideas that I come up with, I got it from somebody else. So that's really where that came from.
Realistically, then, what constitutes a good season for the Browns?
I don't want to go there, Tony. That's one of those questions. That, listen, we could win 4 or 5 games and feel good about things, or we could win 8. We'll all know. I've said that every year. We'll all know when we stand here on, I think, our last game, January 1st, if we're improving as a football team. Like I said, we're going to have a young team. You'll see a lot of these young guys today, and you know we're going to have a young team next year because we've got another 11-12 picks.
Jimmy, you mentioned in regards to Gordon's situation, the fact that he's going to be allowed in the building even though he's not allowed on the field. As one of 32 owners in this league, is that policy in regards to players that have those difficulties in their lives, is that something that you as an owner, and not just for Josh, but just for the players, is that something that you would like to see addressed with the commissioner and with the Players Association?
Yeah, I would never speak for any of the other 31 owners. That would be inappropriate. I do think, and we have had, as you all know, the commissioner was here on, June 10th, And I applaud him for coming out and visit the franchises, because that's where all the action happens. And I think he has a great appreciation, and he actually, we talked for 20 or 25 minutes on the phone whenever the decision on Josh came out. I think it was Monday afternoon, and he understands. He met with Josh personally, talked to him for, I think, an hour and a half, a pretty extended amount of time. He understands the need for structure, and it's certainly, Roger knows how we feel on that, that we think it's helpful for these young men to be in the building, and we think we can help them as much as anybody, not by being easy on them, but by, listen, there's something to be said for having to be here at 7:30 until 5:30 and eating well, and if nothing else, knowing you're going to work out and be in the team meetings. I don't think any of us would argue. So, yes, we'll continue to push for that.
Jimmy, you've always said you feel pressure to win for the city and the fans. Now that the Cavs have won a title and the Indians are making moves in the World Series, does your mindset change at all, or your approach change at all?
Yeah, well, let me say this. We couldn't be happier for the Cavs. Dan Gilbert was over at our house a couple Sundays ago. We couldn't be happier for him and his organization, LeBron. I mean, just an unbelievable performance. And same thing with the Indians. And our hats off to them for the trade they made. You know, those are not easy decisions to make. So we're very happy. I think even more when you see that when the Cavs won on that Sunday night, the first text was from my dad. Before I read it, I had one from you. So I think all of us, when you see the love of sports that the fans, and you all appreciate as much or more than I do because you've lived here longer, have, it makes us want to win even more for these great fans.
Were you at the parade, and what did you think of the crowd?
I was not at the parade, and two things impressed me. Obviously, the size of the crowd. I mean, 1.3 million is, that's just a phenomenal number. But I think equally important, and this has been, I think, underreported, maybe I missed it, is the behavior. I think there were like no arrests, no problems. And I think those two things say a lot about this city and this area.
What was the reason for Ron Goodell's visit on June 10th?
Just what we said, just to come out. You know, we talked to the commissioner a fair amount, and had seen him in Charlotte, and what was that, late May, and he said, I'd like to spend some time with you guys. And I said, well, he wants to come to New York. He said, no, why don't I get Todd Lewicki, and why don't we come visit you? And so that happened to be a good date to visit. And it was obviously, it was unfortunate, but it was fortunate a way to get to attend Brian's funeral and memorial service. So that, because Brian had worked in the NFL and obviously had a long-term relationship with Roger. So we're obviously glad that that worked out too.